Catherine bounded up the porch stairs, through the main door, and disappeared into the entryway. Langdon crossed the threshold behind her and could see Catherine was already moving across the foyer and down the main hallway toward the sound of voices. Beyond her, visible at the end of the hall, was a dining room table where a woman in a security uniform was sitting with her back to them.
"Officer?" Catherine shouted as she ran. "Where is Peter Solomon?"
Langdon rushed after her, but as he did so, an unexpected movement caught his eye. To his left, through the living room window, he could see the driveway gate was now swinging shut. Odd. Something else caught his eye. Something that had been hidden from him by the glare of the spinning lights and the blinding high beams when they drove in. The half dozen cars parked haphazardly in the driveway looked nothing like the police cars and emergency vehicles Langdon had imagined they were. A Mercedes? A Hummer? A Tesla Roadster? In that instant, Langdon also realized the voices he heard in the house were nothing but a television blaring in the direction of the dining room. Wheeling in slow motion, Langdon shouted down the hallway, "Catherine, wait!" But as he turned, he could see that Catherine Solomon was no longer running. She was airborne. Chapter 95. Catherine Solomon knew she was falling, but she couldn't figure out why. She had been running down the hall toward the security guard in the dining room when suddenly her feet had become entangled in an invisible obstacle and her entire body had lurched forward, sailing through the air. Now she was returning to earth, in this case, a hardwood floor. Catherine crashed down on her stomach, the wind driven violently from her lungs. Above her, a heavy coat tree teetered precariously and then toppled over, barely missing her on the floor. She raised her head, still gasping for breath, puzzled to see that the female security guard in the chair had not moved a muscle. Stranger still, the toppled coat tree appeared to have a thin wire attached to the bottom, which had been stretched across the hallway. Why in the world would someone—
"Catherine!"
Langdon was shouting to her, and as Catherine rolled onto her side and looked back at him, she felt her blood turn to ice.
"Robert, behind you!"
She tried to scream, but she was still gasping for breath. All she could do was watch in terrifying slow motion as Langdon rushed down the hall to help her, completely unaware that behind him, Agent Hartman was staggering across the threshold and clutching his throat. Blood sprayed through Hartman's hands as he groped at the handle of a long screwdriver that protruded from his neck. As the agent pitched forward, his attacker came into full view.
"My God, no!"
Naked except for a strange undergarment that looked like a loincloth, the massive man had apparently been hiding in the foyer. His muscular body was covered from head to toe with strange tattoos. The front door was swinging closed, and he was rushing down the hall after Langdon. Agent Hartman hit the floor just as the front door slammed shut. Langdon looked startled and whirled around, but the tattooed man was already on him, thrusting some kind of device into his back. There was a flash of light and a sharp electrical sizzle, and Catherine saw Langdon go rigid. Eyes frozen wide, Langdon lurched forward, collapsing down in a paralyzed heap. He fell hard on top of his leather bag, the pyramid tumbling out onto the floor. Without so much as a glance down at his victim, the tattooed man stepped over Langdon and headed directly for Catherine. She was already crawling backward into the dining room, where she collided with a chair. The female security guard, who had been propped in that chair, now wobbled and dropped to the floor in a heap beside her. The woman's lifeless expression was one of terror. Her mouth was stuffed with a rag. The enormous man had reached her before Catherine had time to react. He seized her by the shoulders with impossible strength. His face, no longer covered by makeup, was an utterly terrifying sight. His muscles flexed, and she felt herself being flipped over onto her stomach like a rag doll. A heavy knee ground into her back, and for a moment, she thought she would break in two. He grabbed her arms and pulled them backward. With her head now turned to one side and her cheek pressed into the carpet, Catherine could see Langdon, his body still jerking, facing away from her. Beyond that, Agent Hartman lay motionless in the foyer. Cold metal pinched Catherine's wrists, and she realized she was being bound with wire. In terror, she tried to pull away, but doing so sent searing pain into her hands.
"This wire will cut you if you move,"
the man said, finishing with her wrists and moving down to her ankles with frightening efficiency. Catherine kicked at him, and he threw a powerful fist into the back of her right thigh, crippling her leg. Within seconds, her ankles were bound.
"Robert,"
she now managed to call out. Langdon was groaning on the floor in the hallway. He lay crumpled on his leather bag, with the stone pyramid lying on its side near his head. Catherine realized the pyramid was her last hope.
"We deciphered the pyramid," she told her attacker. "I'll tell you everything."
"Yes, you will."
With that, he pulled the cloth from the dead woman's mouth and firmly stuffed it into Catherine's. It tasted like death. Robert Langdon's body was not his own. He lay, numb and immobile, his cheek pressed against the hardwood floor. He had heard enough about stun guns to know they crippled their victims by temporarily overloading the nervous system. Their action, something called electromuscular disruption, might as well have been a bolt of lightning. The excruciating jolt of pain seemed to penetrate every molecule of his body. Now, despite his mind's focused intention, his muscles refused to obey the command he was sending them.
"Get up!"
Face down, paralyzed on the floor, Langdon was gulping shallow breaths, scarcely able to inhale. He had yet to lay eyes on the man who had attacked him, but he could see Agent Hartman lying in an expanding pool of blood. Langdon had heard Catherine struggling and arguing, but moments ago her voice had become muffled, as if the man had stuffed something in her mouth.
"Get up, Robert. You've got to help her."
Langdon's legs were tingling now, a fiery and painful recovery of feeling, but still they refused to cooperate.
"Move!"
His arms twitched as sensation started to come back, along with feeling in his face and neck. With great effort, he managed to rotate his head, dragging his cheek roughly across the hardwood floor as he turned his head to look down into the dining room. Langdon's sight line was impeded by the stone pyramid, which had toppled out of his bag and was lying sideways on the floor, its base inches from his face. For an instant, Langdon didn't understand what he was looking at. The square of stone before him was obviously the base of the pyramid, and yet it looked somehow different.